Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. Hello, hello, hello. This has been a wonderful day. I've seen the movement going to the east. I've seen the movement going to the west. I've seen it move to the north. You know, I think everybody out there has woke up. I don't think those marches and protesters have been asleep for the past week. I know I have not been. You know, I'd like to give appreciation to them out there. Send love, send protection, and appreciation to you, the listeners. We're Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan and my change agents. That's what I call them. And most of all, let's give appreciation to ourselves. You know, it's about education, distress, unification, and the importance of collaboration. That is what we're about here. And we are seeing what I call unification out there, what I'm looking at and what's happening all over the world. I call it the heartbeat of humanity. So we're going to start out with our quote today. And the quote today is, it's so important to keep the promises made to friends. This is a true meaning of friendship, to become people who can do so. However, we must first learn to keep our resolutions, the promises that we have made to ourselves. You know, you had all kind of friends. You got the fair weather friends. You got the true friends out there. And you have those people who take person's friendship as confidential. Those are three areas that you really have to think about when you step up into them. And you decide what type of friend you want to be. I know what type of friend I am. So we have a great show going on tonight. We have Miss Gloria Melian coming on. She's going to be talking about the keto diet. And then we have Dr. Shipley. Dr. Shipley is going to join us this evening. And she's going to have some real good, good information. So I'm going to play you a little music and just relax you down. And then let's go from there, okay? Welcome, welcome. Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. Everybody's doing what they want to do. little bit of wishing on a star with all those stars moving out there. We have Miss Gloria Mayan on the line with us. Gloria, how are you this evening?
Well, Linda, under the circumstances, I am here.
Great.
I'm good. Yes.
You're good.
I'm going to call it good.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We even good even when it's bad, right?
That's
okay.
True. We
all
don't
right.
give up. We keep it moving. Yeah.
We keep
yes.
it moving. So feet, no feet, tennis shoes, skateboards, whatever needs to be done.
Whatever.
Has to be done. And when we lose that energy, all we have to do is think about the others out there moving for us. So I'm so glad you took on time to come on. You're going to share some stuff with us this evening. We are waiting. I'm turning it over to you.
All righty. So, if you guys remember, 2 weeks ago, I talked about bringing you information about all the different diets that are going on around. And one of them we talked about the last time was the Mediterranean diet. So tonight I'm going to give you information about It's the scientific name is called the ketogenic diet, but you probably hear around the keto diet, the paleo diet. Well, anyway, tonight we're going to talk about the keto diet. And, you know, every week, Linda, I don't know if you're one of those people that read, you know, the magazines as you're standing in line in the grocery store, but anyway, I'm one of those people. What I started noticing was that every week they would have a different diet. And one week it was this one week it was the South Beach diet, one week it was the Atkins diet, it might be zero-carb diet, Ultra 30. They promised that you can lose 15 pounds in 7 days or something, you know, similar to that.
Okay.
So what I found out about the keto diet is that basically all of those diets are basically the same, because what they have in common is that it's a high fat, low carb diet.
Mm.
And as you know, our body naturally uses carbs as the primary source of energy.
Okay.
And so with the keto diet, they use fat as the primary source of energy. Now, what I found this week was answers to some of my questions about, okay, I tried this diet, but nothing's working. I did what they said. Okay, I did lose some weight, but then after I couldn't take it anymore, and then I started eating some other stuff, and so then I lost those 15 pounds, but then I gained back an extra 15, so now I'm up. You know, so I'm like, what is really going on? So what I found out was that because I was depriving my body of something that it normally uses, you know, it tricks your body kind of into thinking that it's fasting.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the body is in a fasting mode and there's no carbs, then they start to use fat. So if you have fat to lose, you will lose it. The only problem with that is that, you know, there's some risk in that because, as I keep saying, the body runs on carbs, not fat, even though we do need some fat in our diet, but it's not what it normally runs on.
Okay.
And so then that's going to cause a problem. Now, we might lose the weight, but we're going to have some issues. There's something called the keto flu. And what that is that it's not contagious, nor is it permanent. It's just one of the side effects of the keto diet. And what it does is that, like I said, it puts your body into thinking that it's fasting. And so, you know, dropping weight is always, if somebody needs to lose weight, dropping it quickly is always tempting. But, you know, there's always some risk involved when you change the natural ways that the body operates. So what I found out is that the keto diet will may work on a short term, but
okay.
it really defeats, you know, my being on that diet, because first of all, that first week I'm gonna have the keto flu because my body is learning how to it's adjusting to the fact that I'm not giving it the fuel that it normally has. So
right.
It kind of make you think that you, you know, like have the flu. So it kind of like you feel fatigued, you have headaches, brain fog, nausea, muscle cramps. And when I was reading this, I was like, you know, I've experienced some of that on some of the diets that I've tried.
Okay.
And, you know, now I know why that was happening, because I was doing something to my body that it doesn't do very well. You know, like I said, it's designed to run on carbs, and it'll take the fat and the stuff that you give it, the food that you give it, but it's only going to be temporary.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's basically what I learned about the keto diet. And like I said, I've been on the Atkins diet.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried the Whole30 diet. And so now, like, I have the answer to why it never worked, because I was trying to make it do something it wasn't designed to do. So, again, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Linda.
No, you go on. I something came up. I'll ask you after you finish.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just, you know, going to reiterate that it's a very low carb. In fact, only 5 to 10% of your calories come from carbs.
Mm.
So, you know, good things like whole grains and whole wheat bread and even like vegetables that, you know, that are carbs are not considered to be good. So, like, say the traditional healthy vegetables like kale, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, bell peppers, all those are rich in carbs. Can't eat that on the paleo diet.
Hmm.
And the protein found in fish, eggs, poultry, and meats are consumed in moderation to maintain muscle mass. But foods with high fat contents like seeds, nuts, avocados, oils, and butter are consumed in the greatest amount. There's essentially no limit to the, you know, to the fat foods that you can have on
okay.
the diet. And we know from previous shows, you know, what that could do to the body. And so, like, while there's a lot of hype, like, I'm looking at a Women's World magazine right now, and on the cover in red it says, "Doctors, fastest keto, lose 15 pounds in 7 days." And so now with the information that I have, I say, yeah, but at what cost? What cost to my body?
wait a minute.
Is it really?
Lose 15 pounds in women. Lose pounds in
7 days,
right?
This is what the... Right, this is what the magazine said. Doctors, fastest keto, lose 15 pounds in 7 days. Well, it sounds good, but what do I have to do it? And, you know, what are the risks involved? So, like, these are questions, even though, you know, these different diet names sound good, you know, mm-hmm. about losing the weight, but it's not something that the body can sustain. And, you know, we're looking for something that, it can become a lifestyle, you know, something that, you know, we do daily. And you can't restrict carbs and maintain your health. It's just not, it's impossible, you know,
it is
based
impossible.
Upon the fact that, yeah, that we, you know, we have to have carbs to make energy. That's how our bodies were created. And, you know, that's what it is. So, the question is it really worth the hype? And the conclusion that I have come to is not for me. Now, it may work for some people, but not for me. And one other thing, it seems like this diet was back in the 60s. It was first developed. And actually, it turned out that children that had epilepsy.
Okay.
The diet worked for them. It did work for them and helped to, lessen the severity and the amount of epileptic attacks they would have.
Mm-hmm.
But that seems to be the only group that it really helped. And they were not able to do that on a consistent basis because of the risk involved. But it did seem to shorten the time that they had epileptic.
Okay, so it's something there.
So, yeah. So that's I just want to, encourage, like we see all these, magazines promising the world, basically. And if I didn't know what the body needs to manufacture energy in our body, I would probably be trying to do this keto diet. And I have, because I have used the Atkins diet. It didn't work because I couldn't survive on it. I was like weak and I had all kinds of side effects.
Okay.
I realized that this is, it's not going to work. But at that time, I didn't know the information that I have now.
Okay.
And so now, no matter what name it comes in, I know that they're talking about a high-fat, low-carb diet, which the body does not do very well with. It may work for a short period of time, but it's not something that's designed to work on a long-term basis. And so that's the information I have for you tonight. Okay.
Well, I'm listening and I'm laughing over here. I'm sniggling because I've never been one to get on a diet. Okay? I stay on it 2 days anyway. I didn't hear you.
I said you never had to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Believe me. But my gauger is looking in the mirror, and if I see that middle part down there getting a little bit thick, then I know I need to push back. But my eating habits, see, a diet is really the way you eat. That's your diet. That's what you should,
right.
Not trying to drink. I've had situations, I've worked with companies and I know about, the plant, and you might mix up a powder and drink it. Yeah, it works. It works. There was a company that it was a very good product for weight loss, and you mixed it up and you drank it. But then again, you're losing. But if you are dropping off that weight and not exercising it, toning up those muscles, you're going to have a sag here and a sag there. When I was trying that, I was driving down the street and I felt something touching my side. I thought it was somebody in the car with me. It was not anyone in the car with me. It was a roll, right? And I'm saying,
what was it?
It was a roll. This is not working too well. So, when we talk about nutrition and we talk about, a diet, like I explain all the time, every time I talk with you, that my diet as a child was boiled chicken and broiled fish. That's what I was brought up on. No fried foods, just a plain, I don't know if you call that a bland diet or what, but that's what I was brought up on. And then, of course, my mother knew how to throw that food in the pot and make a soup and make it last the month and taste good each time you taste it, but it was the same soup.
Right.
So she would be adding those ingredients in. So things like beets and stuff that you try to break away from, all of the healthy foods, the broccoli, things that that you mentioned that are higher in iron, higher in fiber and stuff, those were the things that I came up on. That was my diet. So when people say diet to me, that means that means you can only eat two chicken thighs instead of three, you can't eat this. I think that when we're trying to lose weight or we're trying to maintain the weight, it's not about a diet. It's about what you're eating, okay? Because if you push back from that table, you can continue to eat whatever you're eating. on that. So we talk about this, but you know, I know you to blend the queen. You blend up everything, and you're going to tell us about it. So I'm going back. When we go to the keto diet or any other diet that's giving you that quick loss in 7 days, you have to ask yourself, what are the consequences on that? You know, what do I have to lose? So what I'm gathering is persons should know their body. Like you said, you're learning your body.
Right.
You didn't know, you didn't understand. Right. And we appreciate that. Well, Ms. Melon, you know, we know that you're going to keep us on the right track with our avocados and our strawberries. And I'm going to go shopping tomorrow and get me some more strawberries and our fruit and our fresh stuff.
Right.
And since you've been, you know, like keeping us intact here, we all here appreciate you, and I know the listeners appreciate you. But I want to share with you, I have Dr. Shifley is going to join us. And the word endocrinologist, that is what she is, and she's going to come on. And if we could say good evening to you and hello to her, I'd like for you to stay on and listen if you have time, okay?
Okay.
Yes, Dr.
Shifley
is coming on, yes, and she's going to give us information, you know, about education and the options out there, whichever way she wants to go. But she's a very, very, very thorough person for whatever she does. I had the opportunity of having her as one of my professors that, you know, kind of walked that walk with me and kept me on the chalk line. But she's a lady of many, many, many skills and a person that you really want to hear about. So we're going to bring her in. Just please stay on the line, okay? Listeners, that was Gloria Melon giving us the information about the keto diet. And it's good to lose weight quick, but you have to understand your body. And our next guest is going to be with us is Dr. Shifley that's coming aboard with us. Dr. Shifley, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Well, hello, hello, hello. I am so appreciative for you taking out your time of your busy schedule to come and share with us here with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. We're about education, unification, and the importance of collaboration. And we're here with you tonight. I got a big smile on my face. Dr. Shifley, let me ask you a question. You know, I cannot pronounce that word, that endocrinologist. I know that that's... Yes. Could you tell us a little bit about Dr. Shifley before we get started? Can you share something here? I cannot pronounce that word. What field is that in?
Well, I actually am in public health.
Okay.
And with the COVID virus pandemic, you should have heard epidemiologists over and over and over again. What we do is we research why certain people might get a disease and other people don't. Or with the pandemic, we figured out that the disparities in people's health have kind of really been vivid with the COVID-19 virus.
Okay.
And is showing what we as epidemiologists and public health people knew is that there's huge differences in by communities and by racial groups that show not only do they have worse health outcomes, they don't have neighborhoods and communities where they have access for things where they can stay healthy. Like a lot of communities don't have access to fresh fruit and vegetables, and they don't have access to good education. They don't even have communities that are walkable so that they can do exercise and meet their communities at parks because they rarely have parks.
Okay.
And all of those things contribute to why they have poorer health outcomes. And that's the kind of things that I work on.
Ah, okay. So you go in and do that research. Well, we know that's one side of you, and we appreciate that because that's some very, very helpful information And what you're saying is things that are known out there and things that are being discussed right now and things that need to be changed. Just why
you know,
the information that you gave us, you know, when persons go in, I work in, you know, sustainability, working in urban sustainability for a while, you know, and you have groups that go in and, oh, my God, we're going to build a park. No. How do you know they want a park? They might need a market. So that they can have fresh fruit. So the what we have in the communities that we're in and where we're situated has everything to do with our health when you really, really think about it. And I appreciate you sharing that with us because that's something that we need to know. Now, this evening, you and I were talking. We didn't want to kind of like stay on that subject. You wanted to share some educational options with us out here. And what's there? Are you going to take us down that road this evening?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about since the pandemic, colleges, you probably know, are all online. And
okay.
I think it's come to a point where that's where a lot of universities are going to remain because it's so much, it's so more inexpensive. And I think it's important for people, young people, to realize people who just are graduating from high school or people who want to go out and get trained for new careers need to take opportunities of community colleges and extension courses because those tend to be online anyway. So they're much more reasonably priced. If you're going to go out and take out a student loan, you really need to do your research and make sure that you're going to go into a career where and get trained so that you'll be able to make the kind of money you'll want to be able to make, that you're capable of making without spending $80,000 to have a student loan that when you get out, you've spent $80,000 and you're only going to make $50,000. Mm-hmm. And so you need to understand what's the cost benefit of going into a particular career. It's turning into that the Ivy Leagues and the big schools are probably going to be the only ones left. These little schools that are around, like you and I talked about, the University of Laverne and, you know, the private small schools are no longer affordable to any, you know, very few people can afford those kind of costs. And so, but there are other options. And I think certification programs are a perfect option to go to so that when you're completed in a year, or a year and a half, you actually have, something to go to if you've done your homework, that there is a demand for those kind of skills and that there'll be a way for you to go out and get a job, if not immediately, if sooner, and get the training that you need to expand your career. So I think it's important that youth now don't always think you have to go to college. Mm-hmm. You need to get your skills and tools to be ready to go into the job force.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be that everybody went to college,
mm-hmm.
and but you really, somebody mentioned to me once a long time ago when my son started college was the point of undergraduate was to find out what you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a little expensive to spend 4 years and say $80,000, $90,000 to find out what you don't want to do, when in fact what you could do is, spend a third of that and be able to do what you really want to do when you get out of school. And
well,
education is – yeah, go
I'm
on.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry.
That's
you
okay.
were saying education was what?
It's a key way of having the ability to stop that cycle of people not knowing how to take care of themselves,
right.
not knowing how to change policies,
right.
not knowing how to be involved in your community so that you'll have a healthier place to live, where you mm-hmm. can be healthy.
Mm. So it offers, you're saying you can gain more knowledge if you have the skills. Well, you're talking about that, and you know, and it makes a lot of sense to me, Dr. Shipley, because I kind of went backwards, okay? I went backwards
right.
as far as my skills and knowledge and stuff were back, and then I decided to go and put that acclimate behind it, but it put me in a middleman position, because not only are the skills there, it's not just all the academics, so the money is spent, but I can still take that and couple with those skills and tools that I had when I went there. Yeah. Now those things are not there. You know, when we were in high school or even, you know, there was shops and there was all kind of shops and all kind of things that could give you a skill that you could go out and do something with. And then that disappeared, and then it was the college education. That came into
right.
part. So all of those things went back. Now, as you're saying, everything is going online. Everything has changed. It's a new beginning. And you and I know that, like you say, going into undergraduate, you're looking for what you don't want to do. And so when you get to that next level versus an individual that's been out, that knows which way to go, and I use it as a blend with what I have to do. And it makes a lot of sense to me what you're saying, because we have a lot of, you know, with this change, you know, no more graduation celebrating. People are downhearted. They're making a way. They didn't get to experience that big hoopla that everybody tells. You know, they didn't get a chance to experience
right.
that. So I am so glad that you're coming on to share this to give us another option out here and something else to think about. Now, you're a professor. You teach on many college campuses. That's how I met you. Even though you're in the health field, you're still an educator. So you see what's
right.
happening. I'm not good with online classes. Remember, we talked about that. I like to
right.
see your throat and be there live with you. I would be having a fit. I mean, I've done things online, but I might walk by the computer for a whole week before I look at it. So I would never turn in my assignment. So I am so glad that I passed through that. And even when I was attending, I did not like online classes. I wanted to be that firsthand personal touch, you know, that right there. But that's not happening anymore. So
no,
we can get
really
a skill anywhere.
That.
It's
yeah,
sad.
But if you pick the right program, there's like I mentioned, I go online all the time to teach.
Okay.
And it's interactive. So you would do okay with an interactive program where it's not just everything's online.
Okay.
The lecture will lecture, you know, online, so that you can talk and ask questions and see what I'm doing and see my slides, and you can share documents. So that's important, that what program you're choosing is, if that's important to you, that you be interactive. That's they have what's called hybrids, where you will only go on campus, say, for, you know, every other week or every couple of weeks, but the rest of it's online. But being online does not mean being alone with your computer if it's the right instructor. It just means that you are sharing an environment where it feels like you're in the room. You know, you see everything, and you share everything. So if it's the right program and the right instructor, you would have been okay. You know. But you have, like I said, you have to do your research. Another part of your research is to find out their graduation rate, their employment rate. Those are all things you can find on a website that'll give you, like, they'll rate programs from, you know, one to say 200 across the country, and they'll say which ones, how successful they are at getting you, you know, a job. And how long did it take? Do they help you get a job? Or are you just going to go there, pay for it, and leave? Those are things. And all the major schools have extension programs. So all the UCs, UCLA has they've had it for years. a huge extension. They're called extension programs, and the majority of them get you certifications. And so if you think that you want to go into policy, you probably might need, you can look at a graduate program that's in public policy, say at UCLA, and find those classes for a substantially less amount of money and create your own little program. It can be done. It's just a matter of some investment in your own time, but then you're investing in your future. So, but yeah, there's a lot of information on the web about, well, for instance, they now have a public health certification at UCLA. Whereas most people want to have an MPH, a master's in public health, well, if you don't want to go that far, but say you want to be director of a senior living facility, they'll help you figure, they have certification programs of how to get licensed for things. And so you don't have to necessarily go to undergraduate. You could just go out and get a license and not get it, but prepare yourself to get a license. And they'll help you through that. They'll show you what classes will prepare you for those types of licensing. And I think there's just so many things out there that and there's going to be many more because of the fact that these small schools that kids are going to and students are attending are just not going to be there. Mm-hmm. And they're not affordable as it is. So I think what's important is that's okay. Go out and do what you want to do. Get the training for what you really
right.
feel passionate about.
Right.
Know?
And I so appreciate you coming and sharing this and putting those various options there, because you're right there. You're right where everything is. And, you know, you're an educator, you're a professor, you know, you're out in the health field. You know what's going on in that era. I'm laughing because, like I said, I worked backwards. You know, I got all my skills and tools and everything. Then I said, okay, let me just go get this acclimate. So, you know, that'll make it even look better. But, again, I knew that I love people, okay? And I know that
right.
wherever there's people, they're going to have to be managed. They're going to have to be organized. So that's why I went in organization. So that's why I chose what I chose. Because of being out there in the community with the organizations, with the people. So even though the certificate was there, the knowledge was there, the experience was there, I have to make it a little bit more better, put that little acclimate there, and maybe that puts you 5 minutes before the next person. So that's where my focus was, but I had already went in with tools. Already been around the block, as they say. So, like, dead
right.
set and focused. But they're the young adults and the listeners that haven't had that experience. This is a good thing to know, that there's options out there. You don't have to be bummed out because you didn't get accepted mm-hmm. in Harvard. Okay, well, whatever. You don't have to be bummed out about that. If you want to learn and you want to further, you want to be able to have an income, you know, do many, many things. There's many options out there, and I am so glad that you said that you wanted to talk about that, because there's a lot of disappointed babies out there, a lot.
Yeah.
And they don't
yeah.
know which way to
well,
go. Because
and you can still go to a Harvard extension course, and
that's right.
And it still says that your certification is from Harvard.
Yeah.
So, and if I recall, well, you have to get accepted into the program, but the requirements are very different than
yeah.
getting into the school in general.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think the thing is that you don't go into debt.
Tell me about
I have
it.
Students that, you know, they did their undergraduate at private small school, and now they're doing their graduate, and they already are $90,000. He's already $90,000 in debt, and I'm like, but you realize you're gonna have the kind of degree in public health that will get you, you know, a salary of $65,000. How are you going to pay off that $90,000 student debt on that kind of income? You know, it's not going to be easy. So yeah, you really need to think about down the line where you're going to be and what you're going to end up with.
And what's happening now.
Because it's not easy.
Yeah, and the new, I call it the new beginnings, because there's so many people on unemployment. I mean, they'll be offering you $2 an hour because everybody's looking for a job. Everybody's
right.
Unemployed with this new, and that's something to think about also. So it's just a lot going on. I appreciate you so much for kind of like coming in here, waking up everybody, because there's options out there, and we do have to stop and think about that to go through. Like I said, I worked backwards. That's Southern in me. So I have problems with resumes because you want 10 years back. Well, all this information I got was 20 years ago. Okay, so I have to go back a little bit further than that, because my skills were picked up years ago. And when I started, I had a human resources class. It was one of my first classes at Laverne. And they said, I was laughing because I said, you know what, professor? I've been doing this stuff for years. I just put a title on it now. And he thought that was the funniest thing, because it was a piece of cake for me, you know, to go
right.
in there and do it, because this is something, this is one of the skills I had picked up. And listening to someone speak about, you know, bricklayers, painters, electricians, people, plumbers. Plumbers make a lot of money, okay? They make
a lot of money.
And they are in need. And especially at this time, the plumber, I know people are keeping him busy because all the pipes are stopped up and, you know, everybody at home and stuff. But it's so good to know that persons like yourself, you know, been out in the health industry and also on the educational side, to be able to put that information and give persons that information. I appreciate you so much. You know I appreciate you for coming on
and
sharing with
you.
Us.
I think you do great work.
Well, thank you. We call it caring and sharing here. And if I may share with you, you know how this came about, right?
No.
Okay. I was doing podcasting in 2013. Then I went back to school and I hosted out. I've been podcasting a long time. But I also went to the Academy of Radio Broadcasting. I've always been in radio. And when I graduated, I went to a sports station. I was a sports for a Dodger station. And then it was something I enjoyed doing. But when the COVID, when this incident happened, and you know I'm a community person, I didn't know what to do. I said, I have to help.
Yeah.
I can't get out there. What can I do? I said, go hit that button and just encourage them 12 minutes a day. And that's how I went back. But I love it. I love persons coming on, you know, sharing, because people need to know. And it's always been waking up. Well, in the back chair, we have to keep you woke, okay? You have to be woke. So it's something that I enjoy. I'm still dealing in the community. It will get further and further, and I work with a lot of youth because communication can do a lot, okay? You can get a lot out there. And I'm feeling good because people are all coming on, podcasting now and this and that. And I did that years ago, and it's like a piece of cake for me. And if I needed to run it like a mainstream station, I could do that because I have that skill. And now that the stations are coming out and everybody's working from home, I'm laughing at them because they're learning to do what we've always known to do. So it's sort of like a vicious cycle, but I had to do something. So I decided to hit the button. And with friends like yourself and supporters and associates, you know, have everybody come on and share. And for those who get something out of it, wonderful. And for those who miss out, they just miss out. But we're here. And I am so glad that you're here to share this, because they need to know that it's other options out there. And it's just not about having that, or going to that prestigious school and say it's not about that anymore, because it's a new beginning. And if all schools are online, if they're going to be online and the price is still going to be what it is, that's kind of confusing to me. That seemed like I would be missing out unless I get a good enough.
Oh, I think it's terrible that they're not getting reduced fees for the courses being held online. It's like, well, then let me enroll through online, you know.
Yeah.
Why should I pay the regular price?
Okay,
so
the prices are the same for the tuition, but you just take the...
But it's all online.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Very sad. And so that's why I said it's important who's teaching you. Whether, and it's their type of teaching. You know, are they interactive? Is it a hybrid? Is it, even if it's recorded, you know, a lot of times they'll record the lecture, but then they'll be online afterwards to talk and see what you think and things like that. There's a lot of different ways of doing it, and because I've gone to classes about it, I've taken courses in it. And if you get a good one who's, you know, got the good imagination, and you're going to a good school anyway, then you should save the money. It's
okay.
And right now we're all worried about employment and unemployment, and what you want to do is make it your best possible ability to be able to get a job. Everything is kind of settled down. I don't think it's ever going to change completely back, but I think it will settle down.
Okay.
And that's important that you be ready for it.
Well, you know, Dr. Shipley, you know what I feel about you. You're my empress of knowledge. That's what I always call you. And be here. We appreciate you so much, and I'm going to ask you, like I asked everyone else, will you come back and talk to us again on different subjects?
Sure.
Let me, I invite you back. I know you have a busy schedule, but
talk to you.
Okay. Well, see, that makes me feel good. That puts a big smile on my face. And again, I promised you, I'm not going to hold up your full night. But I've listed things, and I appreciate you coming on, caring and sharing and letting for this educational option, because people are like bogged in the head. I just lucked out and I just worked backwards. But then again, I still have to be ready to, you know, earn different incomes, but I can go in many, many directions. But
right.
I can go in many, many directions. So now it's like, okay, what you going to do? Okay, well, if you want to get added income, they're going to be paying everybody $2 an hour, so you better go somewhere where you can get four. Okay, so that's where I'm, you know, because I go across the gamut, and I'm not bragging on it. It's just the way I had to do things. And now with moving that way, I teach others how to do the same thing. And you're coming on, giving other options there. We all should have options out there. And people used to talk about you, a jack of all trade, a master, no, master of all of them, and you better learn a lot of things to do. Because you never
right.
know, nothing stays the same. It moves from the industrial age or agricultural age. Now, what age is this? This is the new beginning. I don't even feel that I want to get on an elevator right now and go in any building. Anything I do, I want to work from my home. And I never wanted to work from my home. I always wanted to be out there. And, you know, but it's a little bit different. The only time I move is if I'm out there in the community at a workshop or giving a workshop or something. But basically, I want to work from home. So I'm sort of like, you know, this is just getting me going here. I'm supporting in the way that I can. But it's something to think about. And you, hopefully, the listeners out there, your minds are moving, because that's why she's here. She's here to give you some educational options. She knows. She's an educator. She's out there. She's been out there and an excellent professor. She knows what she's talking about. Please write some notes and take heed to that. Dr. Shipley, we're not going to keep you. I'm going to let you go have your dinner. I will be speaking with you. And is there one word that you want to leave, just one word or just one phrase that you want to leave as your bye-bye phrase to the listeners?
Let's see. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
It's going to get better.
Yes.
And it's out there for you. You just have to take the time to find it. I really believe that.
Okay.
So, and if there's anything I can do or any questions, just let me know.
I sure will, and I'm going to get in touch with you, and I'll be speaking with you and sending you some information. But we appreciate you so much. You have put a big smile on my face to come and support Care and Share listeners. This is Dr. Shipley, and she's giving you some information that's worth gold. Please, please take heed to it, okay? Dr. Shipley, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, and have a great evening.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Who missed out on Gloria Marion. She was talking about the keto diet. And we had Dr. Shipley on that was giving us some educational options out there. She gave out some good information. She talked about certificate programs and things of that nature. And I'll summarize that on that. But, you know, tomorrow we're going to have Angie. And, you know, Angie got a big heart. She's full of love. She's going to bring it to you. I'm going to put my disclaimer out there right now because, you know, Angie is going to bring it. She's going to bring it real. That's just how she works it. So we're going to have Angie coming on tomorrow, and then Monday we're going to have some exciting things for you. Next week it's going to be a little different. I'm trying to get my hazmat suit. I need to fly into Houston, and I would love to be there. You know, George Floyd attended the same high school. I'm from Jack Yates. That was my high school. And we were called the Mighty Lions. And the Lions are still rolling out here. So I want you to have a great, great, great evening. Rest up. Get ready for that stretch tomorrow. Change tennis shoes and get on back out there again. Like I said, I'm witnessing a heart full of unity, love, and the humanity train is out there moving. We love you. Thank you so much for listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann. Stay safe, stay strong, stay happy. But more so, we want you to stay woke. We love you.
your mind is yours, then I'll be loving you always. Now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, you know what I say is true, then I'll be loving you. Behind, 'cause I'll be loving you all.